Oh, hi, Sam. This is Tina Tongafao. I'm getting back to you from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, my son is outside.
Oh, your son is Sam, not you?
Yeah, not me. I'm his dad.
Oh. Oh, nice to meet you, Mr. Latui, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Nice to
What's
meet you.
that?
My name's Tina. Can you get him or should I call back later?
Hand the phone over right now. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Sam. It's Tina Tongafao. I'm getting back to you from Local Splash. How are you?
All right, and yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. You guys Samoan or Tongan?
Both.
Oh, what a nice mix. My husband's Samoan. That's why I asked. I recognize the last name. It looks Polynesian, so
Yeah.
that's awesome. Well, nice to meet you. I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Oh, I gotta pay.
Yeah, when you signed up with this program last month, you agreed to a month-to-month subscription of $299 to automatically renew each month on the 23rd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. But the good news is first page placement on Google, because it takes 45 to 60 days, you're right on the cusp of where this is going to explode and do some solid things for your business. It's
Well, I
always
haven't
the second month.
seen
Yeah, because it takes 45 to 60 days and you're only about 30 days in. And that's what I'm
anything
saying. It's the second month that you see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you. Have you seen the website that we built or have you seen the Facebook ads or anything
Well, I
like
have
that?
the Facebook one up and running. I haven't gotten
Yep.
anything.
Okay. So on your dashboard, it's showing me that in the time that you've worked with us, you've had 109 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads. So it's giving you some type of exposure, but
Yeah, but I'm not getting a lead out of it.
your main return on investment obviously will come from Google because that's where 9 out of 10 consumers, make their buying decisions, and that always happens within the second month. One thing you can do if you're not getting, good results off of the Facebook is we could take those ads off and that would lower your subscription to just $199 monthly. So in other words, each month when you pay us $299, we take $100 and we send it to Facebook to run those ads. But if you're not getting good results out of those ads, we could take those off and that would save you a little bit of money.
Yeah, we'll just go ahead and cancel our stuff.
The problem there is that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to the automatic renewal on the 23rd, and in order to prevent that, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $299 past due balance on the account, and we cannot cancel the account with the past due balance. But the e-signature was signed, how do you say that, Melusine? Is that you or is that your dad, Melusine
Yeah,
Latui?
that's nobody. I've told repeatedly, I don't know how many times I told you guys, nobody's changed it, and they say they'll change it, but nobody
Nobody's
changes their
changed
stuff
what?
left alone. That name is not supposed to be on there.
Oh, but that's how you did the e-signature. Maybe it's on your credit card, which is why you e-signed it that way. But if you go by Sam, that's how we have the account set up. It's under your name. But under the billing and the e-signature, it has that other name.
Yeah, it's not supposed to have that name.
Yeah. That's the way that it it's showing on this end. So you know, the good news is you're catching.
Well, what do we have to pay to be able to cancel our stuff?
I can still take the Facebook ads off and just collect $199 if you wanted to cancel rather than $299. Because if you cancel, you don't need a fresh batch of Facebook ads, right? So I could take those off for you to help you out.
I ain't seen nothing happening on the Facebook, even though all those people clicked on it, nobody wanted a job, so that just seems pointless on my end. On your end, it looks good, you know, numbers look good and all, but on my end, I can't do anything with that stuff.
So it's showing that there's three leads on the dashboard that came through Facebook. One was from Rhonda Noriega in Hemet.
Yeah. One of them was a guy looking for a job, and the other ones, they weren't picking up their phone.
Oh, yeah, because these other ones, they say different things. They don't say they're looking for a job, but yeah. One thing you have to understand, Sam, is that statistically speaking, 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13%. If you took like Facebook and Yellow Pages and Yelp and City Search and all those other sources and put them in one category, combined, they're only getting 13%. So your high revenue return.
As of right now, I'm getting more on my Yelp than with you guys.
Exactly. And once the Google listing comes to the full potential, you're going to get a lot more out of the Google listing than you would out of Yelp. Because think about it, if you were to hire someone or your customers are looking for, you know, concrete contractor, nobody ever says, yes, let's Yelp it. You know, people say, let's Google it all day long because Google is the number one word
of
mouth provider.
Well, they've been Yelping it, so.
Yes. So, it takes 45 to 60 days. You're 30 days in, so it's not supposed to do anything yet. So it's kind of like, let's say that I had a big apartment complex and I hired you to redo the, you know, the concrete, all the sidewalks and driveways and walkways, and let's say that you...
Well, can I pay you guys when the Google stuff goes through and I actually have at least one lead?
No,
on
because...
There?
Because what happens, Sam, is the payment continues to reoccur in the meantime. So right now, it's $299 past due. On July 23rd, it'll be $598 past due, and it'll continue to reoccur. Plus, the technicians don't do any type of programming when the account's in a past due status.
So there is really no way to cancel the program.
What do you pay you guys for the full shift?
You can pay the $199 and I can cancel it right after, but what I would suggest, since you have to pay that anyway, is I... What was that?
Local splash. Huh? The other advertising. But I haven't seen anything on Facebook or I have no results. I've paid them and there's no results.
How many of them, how long have you been paying?
Only a month. I'm behind this month coming up because I haven't paid it yet. They say I don't see any proof. The only proof is the Facebook creation. I made that, you know.
You made that.
Yeah, I made the Facebook.
I'm going to send you a copy of the Facebook results. I'm going to send you a copy of the Facebook results.
It should have a lead on there. Yeah, it should have lead on there because if it doesn't, if I don't have any lead on my end, what's the whole point of them just clicking and looking? That statistic does not help me.
Right, but it does show you that we're performing work on this end to run those ads. You know what I mean?
You're telling me if I cancel them, you're paying like a shitload of more stuff.
Hold on. Excuse me. Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. I just want to know how we can cancel this without us paying extra because, honestly, there is no results showing on our end, but I guess on your end there's results showing, which doesn't make sense because, you know, we're the ones that are paying for that.
Right. Okay. So a couple of things I want to share with you that I had just shared with Sam is that in the terms and conditions that you guys acknowledge with your e-signature, you agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 23rd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. Okay. So right now there's a $299 past due balance, but I told him that would include a fresh batch of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, we could take those off.
And we want to cancel the whole deal with you without running into paying you guys more money.
So if you wanted to do that, you would have had to call the 3 business days before June 23rd. So now that it's after the fact, I don't have a way to do that. Like, it's right now it's just $299 past due, but on July 23rd, it'll be $598. It continues to reoccur until this settles. So,
as soon as we pay the bill, we're able to cancel this subscription?
Yes. Yes, yes. We can cancel it right away.
Mm-hmm. She's saying she's saying that it's
$290. I told him
I could take the Facebook off and just charge what you're past due for $299, but if I take the Facebook ads off, that would help you guys a little bit and I could just charge $199.
Yeah, that's fine right there. Yeah, take the Facebook ads off, and then as soon as we...
But we don't know when we'll pay it. Probably next week, Friday.
So we don't have the payment right now. We will be able to pay for it next Friday.
Okay, next Friday is the 4th of July, so we're closed. So I can call you either Thursday or the following Monday. What do you think?
That sounds fine. Thursday sounds good.
Thursday sounds good. Okay, so I'll call you on Thursday. My name again is Tina Tongafau. I'll send you my direct line on a text message just so that you have it. So if anything changes, you guys can call me. And if not, I'll follow up with you next Thursday, okay?
I got you. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. And have a nice weekend coming up too, okay?
Yeah, you as well.
It's going to give us too much.
Thank you.
It's going to give us to see you. All right.